Welcome to Atlanta Business Radio. I am your co-host today, subbing for Amy Otto. I am Sarah Fisher with A Simple Space Professional Organizing. I do residential and home office organizing. And I'm also graciously co-hosting with Lee Cantor. Hello, Lee.
Hello there, Sarah. How are things?
Things are great.
Now, you're co-hosting, but you have a lot of radio background. You've done this quite a bit before.
I have. I was with Radio Sandy Springs for almost a year doing the organizing playground with Allison Carter, where we talked about all things fun and functional in the organizing world.
And today we're going to kind of talk about organizing, efficiency maybe?
Absolutely. We're going to talk about efficiency. We're going to talk about what makes your business run the way it does, how we keep it successful, and how we still have fun.
Right. So who do we have?
Okay. So today we have John Damiano with Greater Remax Atlanta from the Providence Group. Welcome, John.
Hi, how you doing, Sarah?
Good. And Heather Demis with Anchor Marketing, one of my favorite marketing people.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi. John, tell us a little bit about what you have going on, how long you've been in business, what's new for you, and then we can get into a little bit about what's new in the real estate world. Everybody always wants to know those things right now.
Well, let's see. I've been in business for a long time, not necessarily in real estate, but I've been in business a long time, probably close to 35 years. But I've been in real estate the last 7 years here in Atlanta. And it's actually, you know, it's the best of times, it's the worst of times.
Who said that, by the way?
Dickens.
Very good.
But the thing is that, you know, the market has had some challenges. But with the challenges, there's some great opportunities. So we've been, you know,
Absolutely.
Looking at the opportunities and trying to focus and organize our time around those things that are going to bring us a bigger return on our time.
That's great. And you do that very well, so I can't wait to hear more from you.
Very good.
Heather, how about you?
I've been in Atlanta since 92 in printing and marketing and promotional products all that time. I'm a marketing branding consultant, and my company is Anchor Marketing.
Anchor your image.
Anchor your image, yeah. And I've seen, you know, some people kind of fall off a little bit when times are tough, but I have seen a lot of people reinvent themselves and really need to get their image out there and mm-hmm. freshen it up, and it's been great. Of course, mm-hmm. I am been called on multiple occasions the eternal optimist, so I think that all that's infectious,
right?
And I'm seeing a lot of great fun things happen in lots of different areas, so
right?
I'm doing great. I'm looking forward to the fall.
Yeah, which is why I love having eternal optimists in my life. And especially if I'm having a business, I want those kind of people in my life and want to be surrounded by them. So let's talk about real quick in terms of efficiency, because I sort of wanted to coin this as the efficiency panel. And a panel can be anyone, one or more people, so we're a panel. I want to know how you guys organize your days. John, I'll start with you in terms of appointments, when you get into the office, if you have a set schedule, if it's absolutely different on a day-by-day basis, and how you stay focused.
What I try to do is I try to, you know, organize my week and look at a week at a time ahead of time. So on Sunday.
And you use your iPhone or BlackBerry.
BlackBerry. Right. BlackBerry and Outlook, they all sync together so that, you know, I'm wherever I am, I have my calendar. But I try to look at, you know, as I'm scheduling appointments at the beginning of each week on a Sunday, I'll take a few minutes and look at my schedule and see what I have going on for that week. Typically, I like to do a lot of networking very early in the day, and that way it gives me the rest of the day to do my business, which mm-hmm. We're still in the business of selling real estate.
Mm-hmm.
But what's more important for me is to be able to use my time effectively. And so the morning hours are a great time to get out and meet people and to synergize and see how, you know, we can help each other in growing our businesses.
Right.
Is this a good time to be doing a lot of networking?
It's a great time to be doing a lot of networking. You know, I think that a lot of people have many fears right now, and they kind of go into themselves and they mm-hmm. don't invest their time into, you know, doing the things that they need to do now, more important than even when things are great. Now's the time that you really need to be out there meeting people and seeing how you can help them and, you know, basically work to understand what their needs are. And at the same time, the more that you can give them, it seems that it comes back to you, mm-hmm. you know, tenfold.
Absolutely.
And absolutely. So you think relationship building is an important skill to have as a small business person?
You know, everything you do in life is built around relationships. So I think it's extremely important that you create a community of advocates for each other and for yourself. And having, you know, community events, networking with people, understanding what their needs and wants are, and building the community together to focus on, you know, how we can eliminate any pessimism and also, you know, not participate in any type of a recession. You know, keep your mindset focused on what's good about today mm-hmm. and not what's bad about today.
Can you share a little bit about how you've worked in different industries over the years? How have you been able to kind of either create your own community or integrate yourself in an existing community?
Well, you know, coming out of corporate America, and I was in the retail business for, you know, 30 plus years, is, you know, I was pretty much cocooned within the industry that I was in. And coming into the real estate industry and basically leveraging the skills that I had, what I've done is spent a lot of time over the last 7 years meeting people, understanding their needs, using my business background to see how I can help them in giving more of myself to help them in their businesses. And in turn, what's happened is it has helped me develop more and more relationships and create opportunities for other people. If it's developing a business directory that I have on my website that has many of the business connections that I've developed over the years and basically driving people to my website to help them, doing a community mixer for business owners quarterly to again, bring the community together and help each other, you know, through these difficult times, but more important to show them, you know, where the positives are in the world today and not focus on the negative side of what's going on.
And you have a networking event. I mean, you've hosted a couple networking events, and you have over 200 people. Is
right.
that right? You have
we
over
have
200 people.
Over
and
200
by the way, I've
people.
Seen on your Facebook you have over 600 people or something on your Facebook,
you have a lot of friends,
which is a
John.
Form of networking, and that's not our topic today.
Right.
We're not talking about social media, but it
right.
is a form of networking that truly works, and you can promote your business that way. So,
no question. And what happens is that you surround yourself with like-minded people,
right?
And you synergize and you mastermind, and all of these things are positives in helping you and your business and helping reinvent yourself in your business,
right? Heather, can you talk about the partnering piece? We were just having a conversation before, and I even shared with Lee, I believe, that whether, you know, we're not actively participating in the recession and we're focusing on what is positive, this is not the time to believe, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm going to stay right here. This is the time to partner. This is the time to branch out, to do the networking, to even create the networking events like John is talking about. So, Heather, talk about how you're partnering a little bit in terms of either networking or doing masterminds.
Well, Sarah and I have she and I, even though we're in different businesses, we've set up a focus partnering accountability partner, which has been wonderful. It's an insight to someone not even in your business, but that has the same challenges and tribulations of the day, and we can share the positives and different ideas, and it's kind of a champion for someone that believes in you, and that's a good thing, and it can't be your mom. It's got to be someone in
dear old mom.
Yeah, but we've really discovered a lot of different things. One thing particularly both of us have done over the years that has been very successful for us is to present ourselves as a resource to our clients, our friends, our peers, because if they just know you, that you can help them in any way, they'll think of you, and it just comes back. We just, the more you
right.
give, the more it comes back. And so being a successful resource, I mean, I get calls from people at least once a day. I knew you would know. Do you know a painter? Do you know
right.
someone that
right.
and it has nothing to do with my business, but I'm helping them. And then, you know, turns out they certainly might need something I can help them with
right.
my business.
So. Or they know someone who has a business who's looking to rebrand themselves, or they
right.
need new business cards, or they need apparel for a trade show, or who knows.
Now,
right.
Heather, do you ever get pushback like from clients when you're telling them about the importance of networking and relationship building when they're saying, well, what's the ROI on that? You know, I went to this meeting and I didn't get any business. Like, how do you manage their expectations on how long it takes for business to happen?
I think it does take time. I've been networking for a long time, and you cannot approach it like I'm going to go in, hand out my cards, and wait for business to come. You have got to just sit back and listen. You've got to give. You've got to start making friends. I mean, the most successful people in business I know that are tried and true have a lot of friends.
Right.
They're open. They've got a good sense of humor. They've got a good personality, and they're good relationship builders. And if they're resources and they're willing to give and they want to help you, even if it's not with your business, things will come back to them. It's those that just assume when you hand them a card that they're going to call you. They don't even know you. Years and years in BNI, you know, they'll tell you you've got to give to receive, and it takes 3 to 5 months because, let's face it, you know someone first, then you trust them, then you'll get the business.
Right.
I mean, you're not just going to give it to just anybody. They don't deserve it. Yeah,
they have to earn it.
They have to earn it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
It's about earning the trust.
I mean, everyone, most of my clients will say, I know her, and I know she's going to do what she says she's going to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's the trust factor.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't buy that.
Right.
Do you think that people, because of the economy, they try to fast forward the process a little bit? They try to get to the money a little bit too quickly instead of really letting it nurture?
Yeah. And can't you just smell that a mile away?
Oh my, you can feel the energy just emanates off of people. Yeah. I mean, and it's fear. It's just the fear of like, will I get the business? And it just comes out of their pores.
Gotta be patient.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you, Sarah, when you're working with people, how do you kind of coach them on that?
When I work with clients
with clients and networking, like how do you, you know, especially a new person that doesn't really know the ropes, they think that this is just like you said, where you just go to a meeting and someone's handing you money, like it's a networking meeting, you know, I paid to join the networking group, so where's my check?
So aren't people supposed to stand up in line for my business?
Right. It's like an ATM machine.
Right. You know, that's a good question, Lee. Because when I talk with people, it's always humbling for me to remember that not everybody loves networking, not everybody is good at it, and not everybody's comfortable with it, but they know they need to do it. And so I want to ask them, you know, how do you have relationships in your life? What are the relationships in your life like? So this is just exactly what that's like. We're just going to be building relationships. So just think of it as you're going and you're meeting new friends. And so however you do in your relationships, whether you ask about them first, and it's about when you walk into the room, if you can say, oh, there you are, instead of like, oh, here I am, like, oh, there you are. Tell me about what you do. Tell me how you are. How was your, you know, it's conversation. And again, that's not easy for everybody. So if someone can go to a networking meeting and they can get one business card and they can build one solid relationship with that person, I think they've done their job in terms of building that relationship to keep building and building, hopefully.
The other thing I think we have to mention is that you have to be in a business that you absolutely love and believe in.
Right. The passion has to come out.
I mean, I am probably one of the most passionate people I know. I believe in my business and my service and our talent and our experience better than anybody. And so I don't have to try to sell something. It's just, it's there.
Right.
And that comes through. It comes from within. And when you marry someone who cares with someone who's passionate and someone who believes and has a good service and actually is what they say they are,
mm-hmm.
it's just the stars.
That's a great way to put it. That's it. John, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, you know, the analogy that I use with people is the fact that, you know, networking is like planting a fruit tree. You know, you plant the tree and you water it and fertilize it for a whole year, and at the end of the year you have no fruit. So your expectation has to be, mm-hmm. you know, what it is. And, mm-hmm. and most people think that when they join a networking group that they're going to get lots of business. Well, the interesting thing is that even after a year, if you keep fertilizing and watering that fruit tree, in the second year you get still very little fruit. And you don't pull it out of the ground and go plant it someplace else. You have to be deliberate, and you have to be, you know, have tenacity and keep focused and keep giving. You know, if you give out in slices, you get back in loaves. So, mm-hmm. you know, the thing is that if people think of it as planting a fruit tree and continue to plant those seeds, that over time you're going to have a crop of a potential business that's going to be very rewarding from all the hard work and all the giving that
right.
you've done, you know, over the years. And it's not immediate remuneration. Sometimes it is. It just depends on, you know, how you build trust, mm-hmm. you know, and it's your competence and your character that comes through.
Right. I love that. So I heard abundance in that language.
That's right.
I'm a big fan of abundance. If we can, we've talked a great deal about networking. What types of marketing tools do either of you use? And have they changed or have you let go of some in the last year or two with the economy? And have you brought some new ones in? Heather, how about you?
I've noticed much more price conscious questions, I think, when people are entertaining a rebrand or a new business or a new logo design or when they're sponsoring a golf tournament or anything that they need for their event as far as promotional items. I think that we can certainly work with anyone's budget, but you've got to be a little bit more creative. In my case, I've got factories that I have to push to see what specials they have and what promotions are going on to make sure that I'm doing that. But, you know, reality is, you know, in the design world, you know, we can work with anyone's budget, but if you have less to spend, then it's going to be less time. But it doesn't mean, and we talked about this before, it doesn't mean that your level of service and your standard can waver in any way. I was mentioning to Sarah, we were in Mexico a couple of weeks ago, and our friends with us noticed they had been to this resort before, and they had noticed that it had completely changed, you know, with the economy and the swine flu and drug trafficking and whatever else they're facing. Mm-hmm. And attendance was down, and it was not up to par from what they had been before. And we had that actual conversation. If you have to reinvent yourself and you may be having limitations, showing less options, offering, you know, lesser things, but your level of service cannot waver from before, because that's when it all just goes down.
Absolutely. It has to go the other way.
In fact, we were saying in restaurants, haven't you seen your water glass just filled to the brim? I mean, we are getting more attention now. People are not taking advantage of what they had before. We are thankful. I mean, I'm thankful for every single thing
Absolutely.
That I get every single day. I mean, because it could be nothing.
It
could all just go away.
Right.
And that's been a real eye-opener, I think, for all of us in every industry to really just take note and say thank you more. You know, we're pulling out our thank you notes like we were, being a little bit more diligent with that and just being really appreciative. But you can work with anyone's budget, but you're level of service that you provide cannot waver. Your integrity, the way you answer the phone, the way you return calls, the product quality cannot change.
Absolutely not. Have you had to change your marketing to new prospects a little bit, or
actually, I'm not actively prospecting new people right now. I have a lot of referrals, and with that come people that are rebranding, and a lot of them are starting new businesses. I mean, it's unbelievable in its economy how many new businesses are starting, and they all need new logos and new collateral, and they're going to more trade shows. I can more than last year.
That's great to hear.
So all of that work has increased. People need to get out there and do some marketing. So that in that respect, I've seen a big uprise.
That's great to hear.
John, how has customer service changed in the real estate business?
Well, you know, it's interesting that, you know, in the real estate industry right now, you know, has gone through some challenging times. There's been a purging of real estate agents, which I think is a good thing. I think the professionals are left.
As opposed to the kind of people who dabble.
That's right. You know, what happened over you know, the last 10 years, lots of companies have downsized and have basically left a lot of people in a position where they needed to reinvent themselves. And typically everyone thinks it's easy to sell real estate, so therefore they went and got their real estate license, and then they came to the conclusion that you still have to work at real estate in order to earn a living. It's not easy. So, you know, I think that with all of that said, in understanding, again, opportunity, you know, in the first quarter of 2009, over 50% of all the homes sold were either foreclosures or they were short sales. So that tells you a little bit about, you know, the correction in the market, mm-hmm. which means that the property values have come down. So it's a great opportunity for people to be buying, especially first-time home buyers, investors. There's great incentives for first-time home buyers, you know, where they have an $8,000 tax credit on a federal basis, and they have a $1,800 tax credit spread over 3 years from a state standpoint. So there's great incentives for people, and there's great opportunities for real estate, for people to be purchasing real estate.
But regarding customer service, has the expectation from the person buying or selling the home, has that increased in this economy? Like, are they asking more of you?
Yeah, actually what's happened is I think that the average person has realized the value of a real estate agent, and they're looking at us to really do more for them and to earn our commission. And I think they truly believe that we do bring value to the table. You know, with all the for many years there was, you know, all the hype on discount brokerages and how, you know, I can, you know, get, you know, more money out of my home versus, you know, paying it to a real estate agent. More people recognize that the agents did earn their commission and they worked hard, and now they understand the expectation. So they I think it's not more that they expect more. I think it's that they understand what we do.
The value.
Right.
The value.
Right.
Do you think as a whole it also speaks to your customers and people shopping for homes or trying to sell their home, that it speaks more to just earning the trust of the real estate agent, the realtor again?
Well, this is, you know, and what Heather said is absolutely true. You know, our business is all by referral.
Right.
So I think that when you build the trust within your database and you show them your competence and your character in everything that you do, and staying in touch with them, it's not about, you know, just selling somebody and saying, I'll see you.
Mm-hmm.
It's about touching them all the time, you know, and staying in contact and finding out what's going on with them and their families and being that point person for them. When they need something, it's like what happened to John.
You right.
know, is he still around?
Right.
You know, he made his money and he forgot about us. And I think it's more about touching people and creating that community, you know, contact, care, mm-hmm. community. Those are the three C's. The three C's.
That's
really the way we focus mm-hmm. our business is contact, care, community. You know, building that sense of community within our database and creating, you know, client appreciation parties and bringing all of our clients together and together with our business network. And again, helping each other, you know, and being there for them. So that's, you know, when you talk about customer service, that's another aspect of customer service is, you know, really providing them with, you know, first class, you know, service. Not just during the transaction,
right.
but after the transaction.
Right. That speaks volumes about how successful you're doing right now and how successful Heather is doing right now, because both of you are great relationship builders, and you're doing great in spite of whatever they're saying about the economy.
So are you, Sarah.
Oh, thank you.
But it's also, I think, of kind of pleasantly surprising your client or customer in a way that kind of exceeds their expectations.
Right.
And, you know, like you mentioned earlier about going to a restaurant, you go to a restaurant and sure, they're filling your water and stuff, but it's when they recognize you by name or they do
yes.
things like that, or, you know, they remember the last time you were there. Those little things are huge things because there's so many choices out there. Like when it comes to real estate or marketing, people can choose anybody, but they're coming back to you because, you know, you're there for them every time. They know they can count on you.
Absolutely, especially when I walk in and they can remember my drink and have it waiting for me. But
right.
that's a whole other thing.
And especially if you have somebody with you.
Doesn't right.
That gets that person becomes a customer because they want that
because
same
they
kind
want
of service
the same
too.
Thing. Exactly. John, tell us a little bit about the new things that you have going on at Greater Remax. And tell us how this falls into your marketing plan. And if it has helped or how it's really assisted you.
Well, you know, at RE/MAX Greater Atlanta, the focus is changing, you know, the understanding of who the target is today. You know, in the United States today, there's 78 million baby boomers. And there's between Generation X and Y, there's 78 million X and Y generation. So it's about a 50-50, split right now. And so who's going to be buying homes in the next 5 to 10 years?
Right.
Well, you know, boomers will probably still be buying. They'll be downsizing. They'll maybe be looking for a second home. But really, the people that are going to be spending, you know, more time looking and buying are X and Y generation. So as a company, we want to focus on, you know, X and Y generation and understand how they communicate and market to them in an effective manner that's going to, again, help build community, contact
right.
care community. And so what we've done is, in us at the Providence Group, you know, in conjunction with RE/MAX Greater Atlanta, what we've done is we've, you know, created our own Facebook page. We have mm-hmm. our own Facebook profiles. We have our own YouTube channel to show our virtual tours. We have pictures we post on Flickr. You know, we have our Twitter channel.
Yep.
And, you know, we're in LinkedIn. And we're doing all the things that we believe are important. We're blogging. We're doing all the things that we think are important to connect.
Yeah, I was going to say stay connected.
To connect with today's, you know, potential, you know, buyers
mm-hmm.
and sellers. And so by doing this, you know, we're doing little things like, you know, when somebody goes under contract on a house, we'll take a picture of them in front of the sign and we'll post it on Facebook, you know. And what happens is through the community, you know, they see and
they
start to ask questions.
Absolutely.
And the one thing that I see, and you know, I'm not a young chicken anymore, but the thing is that, you know, young people think it's cool to be able to communicate in the way they want to communicate with somebody my age. But more important is that because of my experience and my knowledge, they want to be able to talk to me and for me to help them and advise them. And they respect and trust my opinions, which I think is important. It all goes back to trust. So
right.
if I'm able to communicate the way that they want to communicate and give them the information instantaneously, the way they want to get it,
right,
and then to be able to advise them and be their counsel,
yep,
it's very important today.
All of the tool, all of the things you just mentioned, the Flickr, the YouTube, the Twitter, the Facebook, it also goes to say it makes you accessible. And people want us to be accessible today,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's 24/7, whether it's online, whether it's looking at us on a video on YouTube of our product or whatever, but they do want us to be accessible. And talking about efficiency, Heather, I love that great acronym that you have, like that wacky little acronym of how you do the days of the week, because I know that you look at your week as a whole. And in terms of marketing or in terms of networking and
right.
scheduling your appointments, how do you do your
Actually,
week?
I need to get back to that. I shared this with Sarah weeks ago, and she's been on me about it ever since because she thought it was so great. And I do need to get back to it because it does keep you focused. Just in the last few years, as I was approaching 40, I played a lot more tennis, and I need to get back to, you know, reality. But at any rate, this is what it is. From the days of the week, and it really works. Meeting Monday. I used to schedule all my meetings on Mondays. It just was a great way to start the week, get things going.
So that's meetings with potential
meetings with clients.
Clients.
Yeah, client meetings. Either could be a follow-up meeting, could be doing rounds. It could be new business mm-hmm. meetings, potential business meetings. And Tuesday is a Try Us Tuesday, and Try Us, TRYUS Tuesday. And that's for all prospecting, all brand new business. This is I used to have my B&I meetings on Tuesday mornings, so it was perfect
okay.
because I was in that mode after 7 a.m. of, you know, try me, try me, try me. For the rest of the day, I would call anyone, every lead, every prospect, that anyone that I thought might use my service or might want, you know, I'd like to meet. So Tuesday was Try Us Tuesday. Wednesday was Worship Wednesday, and all day Wednesday I would think about my current clients.
So we're worshiping our clients on Wednesdays.
Worship
Wednesday.
Thank you. Pick up the phone. I don't even care if you give me business in the
right.
last 2 months.
I'm grateful.
I'm thankful. Thanks for the order. Thanks for being you. Thanks for being me.
Right.
Just
everybody, thank
Worship
you.
Wednesday. It's just a reflection day to touch base weekly with your clients if you haven't heard. And it could, you know, today it could be an email, could be, you know, phone
right.
call, whatever.
Texting. Oh, my gosh. I'm texting.
Or, I mean,
these
if you're
days.
In the area, just drop by. But it's
right.
a thank you day, Worship Wednesday. Thursday, down to business, Thirsty Thursday, you got to place those orders. You got to get everything entered, processed, and hopefully those meetings from Monday took 2 days with the quoting and decision making. That Thursday turned into business.
And there you
go. There you go. Everything closed from Monday to Thursday. And then Friday was free. Free Friday. That was hopefully in my perfect world.
That was your reward.
I didn't have to work. But, you know, it turns out to be maybe a tennis day or half a tennis day, and the other half housekeeping, home work, maybe hopefully the rest of Thirsty Thursday entering orders. And that's how it works. And if you can stick to that, you're pretty much covering every base.
Right.
You really are. Try us Tuesday. Could be a great day for your networking day, mm-hmm. or to schedule an evening cocktails with friends that could bring another potential client for you.
Absolutely.
But if you stick with that, you're covering everything every week.
What? So you must like that, Sarah, because that's a system, right?
I know. Yes.
I love it. And what I want to say about that is, and John and Heather have heard me on this, is it's not about whether you use a BlackBerry or whether you use a paper calendar or whether you use a day-by-day, whatever. What works for you? And what I know about John is that he is attached to his BlackBerry. That is where everything, his calendar, everything, he knows that he relies on that. I love my paper calendar because I like to get the full vision. I like to plan out my week. I like to see it. I like to touch it. I like to write on it and highlight it and do everything I can so I can stay on it. So whatever the plan is in terms of being efficient in your own business, whether it's paper, whether it's a calendar, whether it's a great acronym like Heather was talking about, use it. If it works, there's no need to think, because I think a lot of people with the technology these days, they start to feel pressure. Well, I should have a calendar. I should on my BlackBerry, and I should use it, and I should only use that, and I shouldn't use. If you don't like technology, or if you don't do well with the BlackBerry or the iPhone or the whatever, don't stick with the paper.
Right. Well, make it work for you. It's a tool for you.
Right. Right.
Just because it exists doesn't mean you have to use it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of people put pressure on themselves for those kind of things. And going back to networking real quick, John, when can you just say when your next big networking event is?
The next big event's going to be in August, and I'm working on the dates right now. It'll either be the third or fourth week of August.
Okay.
And then we'll do another one in November, so it's quarterly.
And what are you calling them, and where are they again?
It's actually the Atlanta Business Mixer is what we call it, and we've been doing it at Inside Designs, which is in the Perimeter.
Love that place.
The Perimeter Shopping Center, or in across from the Perimeter mm-hmm. Shopping Center and the Target Center there, right next to Mimi's.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great venue, and basically what we've tried to do is we've given business owners the opportunity to sponsor and to highlight their businesses. We have a caterer that comes in who highlights their business. We have Wine Styles donates wine mm-hmm. so that we can have, you know, wine. And it's turned out to be a great event. People are on our mailing list. They can't wait for the next one. And every time people walk away saying that it's the best business mixer that they've been to in Atlanta, because it's not necessarily as much about, you know, selling yourself as it is about, you know, exchanging and sharing and being able to, you know, have a more relaxed environment.
Well, it's right. a meeting with friends.
It's a meeting with friends.
Right.
That's
right.
That's where business is made. Absolutely.
That's true. That's true. What and people can go to, what's your website again, or if they could find that information?
Our website is TPG, T as in Tom, P as in Paul, G as in George, Atlanta.com.
That's the Providence Group.
The Providence Group, and they could actually, you know, send us an email for information and or to be put onto our mailing list.
Mm-hmm.
And we send out the invitations electronically.
Mm-hmm.
And we have links to our sponsors, and again, it's again about giving.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always about receiving. So we try to help the community. It's all about the community.
That's great. Heather, what different networking groups are you involved in? I know that, I mean, we're in one together, and you're also really active in the Rotary.
Yes, I am a charter member of the North Fulton Rotary Club, although, I mean, it's there is some networking. It's certainly a charitable, that's my where my community mm-hmm. Involvement comes, but yeah, I've been on the board for several years, and we meet up at, we just changed to the North Point Diner at Mansell and North Point Parkway. Very involved with that. And it's been great for me because I can touch the elderly and the kids and through all these different avenues through one source. And mm-hmm. that is just a wonderful thing. We work very, very hard, small club, but we do great things. And then our group, the Women's Success Network, we meet on Wednesdays. And that's been interesting and good for me because it's all women. It was BNI, I was president for 3 years and, involved several years with that. But this women's group has been different because it's all like minds from the female perspective, and we have a mastermind moment, which is different from other networking groups where we can share our obstacles and our businesses and get feedback from people in different businesses. That's really all relative to yours as well. So it's been very good, very successful. Women support each other, John. I hate to leave you out, but
you know what? It's been good. I agree.
However, I did just get a call from Rick Pleva.
Yes,
with Got You Covered. And he asked me to come back to your group, so I may come visit or sub or something. But and I'm a member of the North Fulton Chamber, Greater North Fulton Chamber. We get out there, but you know, I've been very fortunate, very lucky with referrals. So it hasn't been a hardcore push like it was when I was in my 20s.
Right.
Now, Sarah, what's the best way for someone to get a hold of you?
It's simplespace.net is my website. I also am on Twitter at simplespace, and I also have a Facebook page and a Facebook fan page, and that's been a lot of fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
So how'd the show go?
I loved the show.
You did a great job.
Thank you. I love doing radio, and I just want to say real quick, it's about being a resource, and even if 30 minutes of what we talked about today gives somebody a great idea for their business to keep moving forward and staying positive, I've done my job today.
Great. So I guess that wraps up another episode here.
Thank you so much, Lee, for allowing me to come in and be your fabulous co-host today.
Great job.
Thank you.
All right. So we will see you next week on Atlanta Business Radio.